The Little Swiss Bun Shine, of course, Jim, your victorious burger. We're giving those away to the first 20 people through the door. And it's an ironic name. Little Swiss Bun Shine is not little at all. It's a big burger.
No, it is. I didn't think it'd be that big. speaking of things that you didn't think would be that big, please welcome the CEO of the Tasmania Jack Jumpers, the CEO of the new My State Bank Arena. You may remember this bloke from Club Surreal. It's Simon Brookhouse.
Gentlemen, pleasure to be here, and even better to be sitting in the seat of Gossip Grace. I'm feeling pretty privileged about this.
It is an acclaimed seat. Yeah, does it feel good?
It does feel good. It's very, very salubrious, I think we said before.
One of the great words.
One of the great words. Talk to us, Brookhouse. This is exciting. My State Bank Arena. It's official.
Yeah, it's really exciting. Obviously, we're refurbishing the arena, and to get a naming rights partner that's synonymous with Tasmania is fantastic, and I think that it really launches the future of the venue, and I think that, you know, now that it's got a name and a brand and whatnot, it'll attract more and more people, and we can't wait for it to open and get as many acts in as we can.
Absolutely. Now, Brookie, how much work goes into securing something like this, and how long does it take before we can call something My State Bank Arena?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, this has probably been a journey of 9 months working with My State. Might have been a bit longer. I think Larry first spoke to My State Bank probably 18 months ago when he knew the team was coming, but they were more interested in the naming rights of the arena. I think that's great. It's a great fit, works well, but they are it's a long journey to get them done. Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. And it is, as you said, it's such an iconic Tasmanian brand and name. Of course, we do the My State Film Festival each and every year, doing it again this year. How much does that mean to have that name behind, of course, the Tassie Jack Jumpers?
It absolutely means a lot. It means a lot for the arena, but also for us. I mean, it's a funny situation. We talk about it being the home of the Jack Jumpers, but the reality is, we'll only play 12 games there, you know, 12 days plus finals, and we'll have 150 other days of whether it be conferences, whether it be music acts, whether it be kids of Stedfords, or whether it be ice skating or whatever it might be. So I think we have to get into our head that whilst it will be the Jack Jumpers home, it is a much bigger venue than that, and the My State Bank Arena is for all Tasmanians to have a great time.
Is it true before My State Bank was involved, Tina Arena wanted to sponsor it, and it was going to be Tina Arena Arena?
Yeah, there's definitely some truth in that. Unfortunately, Tina, she must have fallen on hard times, I suspect, and couldn't come up with the readies, and we went with My State Bank. But the good part about it is that we've got a fallback position if needed.
Yeah, no, true, yeah. Well, I can't remember the last time Tina's released something.
Well, that's the thing, I also heard that Richard Wilkins was going to sponsor it personally. It was going to be Dick's Deck. For the bit, but obviously
it's $40 for the deck.
Yeah, you can't call that anymore.
You can't.
One of the things I saw in your news last night talking about, and this is something I love. You're talking about like maybe like what 100, 150 things a year, but you want to get up to like 300 events in a calendar year there.
Yeah, look, it's a commercial entity, and if we can use it every day of the year, we will.
Yeah.
Obviously, you have some issues with bump in and bump out, but the reality of it is, it's there to be used, and the government, the Tasmanian government, quite generously are spending a lot of money to refurbish it. So we'll use it as often as we possibly can, inside, outside, the whole site. So I think it's going to be great. I mean, it's going to be state of the art, and it'll be a great place to go.
We also don't have a date yet, do we, in terms of, because you're trying to get a lot of work done in a very short amount of time.
Yeah, squeezing a two-year job into 9 months, I believe.
Yeah, I think we've squeezed it down to 8 months now. But, the Voss group are doing a fantastic job of getting along, and I think talking to those guys, they had their peak day out there the other day in terms of staff, and if you drive by, there's more tradies utes in the car park than have probably been any cars in the car park for a long time. So we're on target for mid-October, and that's what we're aiming for. So we've got an event booked in on the 23rd of October, so we've got to get it done.
Brookie, if needs be, will you strap on a tool belt and get out there, shirt off and everything?
Yeah, maybe not shirt off, just the belt, pants off probably, I guess.
Pair of Jimmy Nath budgie smugglers. I think you look good.
I've probably got better knees than shoulders, to be fair. So
Simon Brookhouse, of course, CEO of the Tasmania Jack Jumpers, CEO of My State Bank Arena. Congratulations on the name. It's going to be unreal, and we can't wait to see what happens with it this year.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. It's always fun. Cheers.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.